You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Yeah. Final hour has arrived here in Nashville. Final hour of our show. I mean, we're only at halftime of the entertainment here. You'll see all the games. This is like my favorite segment of the week because I've been yapping away and trying to make interesting. And now I've got Ron Slay and Pat Bradley. And guys, I'm hungry. I haven't eaten lunch. So. What is going on?
He knows what spots.
Yeah, I do.
Maybe okay, I mean, I don't want to just beat a dead horse. But,
yeah.
I mean, we just had a couple of writers from Knoxville on. We were trying to be charitable, but I want you to lay it out. I mean, what does this really mean to them? I mean, they've lost the number one seed probably.
Right.
But
right.
You understand the mentality of playing. He understands the mentality of a bad shooting night.
Yeah, because I was going to let it go. He is going in.
But
I was going to miss a couple.
He was smart enough to know what to do when it's not falling.
That's the key. And I think, man, when you look at it, as far as the game went, when you walk into an arena, that's why I say the SEC tournament is the best dress rehearsal to get you ready for the NCAA tournament. Because you're not going to experience anything else like this in Maui, any of these other tournaments, like you will at the SEC tournament, especially with the competition. You walk in, the depth perception plays. We sit next to a shooter. Depth perception plays tricks on you. So the guys that have Mississippi State have a game ahead of you, they understand. Look how Tolu shot yesterday. Look how Hubbard shot yesterday. Those guys, Davis, DJ Jeffries, all those guys shot differently today because you get your legs under you. Now, the thing is, Mississippi State had a great game plan as well. And my thing is, don't sell the conference short by saying, man, what happened? Mississippi State, it was one win separating 1-6. When you look at the top six standards,
you never had a night like this.
I mean,
this.
Come on.
Well,
he wouldn't.
Fortunately,
fast to me.
That's exactly right, and we all do. And what's interesting
is that handkerchief growing or what?
Yeah, it does.
Every time
I move my arm, it keeps popping out. It wants to get on. Wants to say something too. Maybe be part of the show. But Mississippi State beat Tennessee previously.
Yep. Yep.
It was different though. Tolu Smith scores 28, fouls out Tennessee's big men. And today it was Mississippi State's defense, and they've got the perimeter guys 6'7", 6'8". They great matchup. What they also have, Mississippi State, is what I like to say, a basketball superhero.
Right.
Glue man. You might as well start calling him Elmer, and I'm talking about Cameron Matthews.
Yes.
Because he brings everything together for the Mississippi State team on offense, on defense. They actually started to use him from a point guard position. 6'7", strong and big. So Mississippi State, we knew they were this good. It was just inconsistency with their offense. Today their defense won the game for them.
Absolutely. Totally agree.
We had these two writers. No, writers. I mean, I used to be a writer.
Thinkers.
I mean, they're bringing.
Pontificators.
I mean, they're bringing up Coach Barnes.
I
love the guy. I know you, but does it add more pressure to what was already a pressurized situation? I mean, he's expected to take this team to the final weekend of the season.
I put it in this terms. Coach Barnes is in a unique situation. His situation, I related to a guy like Andy Reid. In a sense, you're right there at the Hall of Fame. You got plenty of wins. You've been to the promised land. You haven't won it. But you got, honestly, a lot of people around the nation cheering for you to get it done.
Right.
So in a sense, you can walk off into the sunset. Or maybe the sunrise. He may come back and do it some more. But I do think it's a little added pressure, but not to him. I think he's in a spot in his life where he's comfortable with who he is.
He's cashing the check.
I'm putting it on the players because if I'm a player for him,
he's the king of the castle no matter what.
But when you talk about strategists, Shooter, He can't make me put the ball in the hole.
No question.
Now, I got to go out there and execute. Now, the game plan outside of that, what was it? What went away from it? It wasn't Hubbard just getting wide open looks. Yeah, the out-of-bounds plays, things of that nature. But you got to be out there to go in and carry it in the spot. Yes, it's pressure, but not to him, I don't believe. To me, it's more on the players.
Talking with Coach Barnes a couple of weeks ago, what I thought was interesting is, you know, he's always been very tough, right? Yeah. Tough on his players. Yeah. I mean, he's a taskmaster, and you trust him, and he's going to take you where you want to go. It was interesting because he said he's kind of taken a step back. And – you know, his assistant coaches are hitting the recruiting trail. So he's got some young guys that he can coach for a couple years and still bring. I think one reason he still gets a lot of talent is because the parents and the players trust him that he is going. Dalton Connect's a perfect example.
Yo.
He wanted to come to Tennessee because he knew he had weaknesses in his game. Rick Barnes in Tennessee was the program that he could improve on it. So I still think he's going to continue to compete.
And even to that point, like, it's a turnover. So his whole staff, all are head coaches. Des Oliver. My man, good God. Rob Coach Lanier down at SMU. You brought this young staff.
Coach Schwartz, East Carolina.
Schwartz, that's right. You bring in Ganey. You bring in Rod Clark, who has a connection to the EYBL circuit, the underground as far as grassroots program goes. That's how you get these younger guys. And Dalton Connect is a reflection of him bringing them in. So you got guys that you can do the work. You just got to come back out and be the manager of it. You can do the hoot and holler and let those guys do it. They can coach as well.
So you can tell. We feel coach is good.
I mean, you got to get it. You got to get it done at some point. Like, that's the end all be all. You want to win a national championship. You're in a situation because the situation you were in before, you couldn't get it done there, and they grew tired of it.
So losing the number one seed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty obvious. The first game is an automatic.
Right.
Supposed to be. You got my ass Purdue.
Well,
Virginia.
Happened once or twice.
And don't ask Kentucky about the two seed. Yeah.
But that's my point. You get to the two seed, and you may see a really dangerous team.
Right.
Or you wouldn't have seen them as a one seed.
So here's how I view it. And I tried to explain to it. They called me a Rain Man last night. But I look at it this way. 1-2 seed, you're good. I think 1-2 seed, you're good because you're not going to be matched up. You know, if the 1-2, if it holds, you're going to have to play them anyway and match up there. For me, it's about getting out of the 4-5 matchups and getting out of the 8-9 matchups.
Okay.
So that's why I looked at Auburn, Alabama going into this tournament, and Auburn looks like they can move up to the 3 line.
Yeah. We haven't even talked about them yet, but they were frightening today.
Yeah.
They were frightening. And I think
were frightening last time they played South Carolina.
But so we look at Auburn, right? I mean, and as Seth Greenberg says, they like Noah's Ark. They got two in every position.
They got that extension in quickly.
Got it out the way, didn't they? Perfect time.
actually, a couple of them, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Coach Beard,
never
Coach Golden.
Never extend before the tournament.
Yeah. Hey, you letting secrets out, Paul. Right. No, we got them in a trick bag right now. Don't tell them that, man. Tell them that, man. But that I do.
Auburn's depth.
Yeah.
Defensively.
Yeah.
Versatility defensively and offensively. It makes them so dangerous.
You hit on Coach Golden, I think it's the same thing with him. You look at it, the way they're built, they can go on the same type of run and make some noise, get to an Elite Eight, get to a Final Four in year two. I think that's saying quite a bit, especially with the league is.
That's a deep run.
You guys are like a vaudeville act. I mean, is this off air too?
This might be a little weird.
We'll be on the corner of Broadway and Denimbrium.
Denimbrium.
Later on.
That's the name of the street. That.
Yeah.
Do you guys? I mean, you're a fixture here. I mean, you can't go out in this town, can you?
What?
This is where the boom boom, Paul.
Man of the people. This is where the boom boom room developed. I gotta be out with
you. You'll give him the code, won't you, to the boom boom room?
No, I will escort Paul into the boom boom room.
Please,
lock the door.
Last year, he took me out.
I saw you on social media. I'm gonna have to choose my words correctly. I almost said something that would have been accurate. But I mean, you're like pushing. There was another word I was gonna use instead of with a P. You were pushing some like men's store.
What's
that about?
I look at Stackhouse and I see what he's doing. I see these fine-dressed gentlemen out there coaching teams.
He's got some spare ties. He's not going to be needing it anymore.
Yeah, a lot of people wearing quarter zips and polos and things. You know, I like to come in here and I watch my man come with the pocket square. I got to give shout-outs to my people here, man. They take care of me, man. Street Tuxedo, they always take care of me. Strikeout Wings, we had
wings. Is that anywhere near here?
Yeah, it's right. Boy, Paul, you go. It's over in the 100 Oaks area. I would get in trouble.
You never run out of street. You never run out of an NIL when you're in Nashville, Tennessee.
Come on, man.
In the state of Tennessee.
I'm homegrown.
Guys are two of the spiffiest dressers.
I appreciate
it. I had one of my colleagues say, could I buy you a suit? I said, don't. No, I'm good. Like,
Paul, it was years of ridicule upon me from my colleagues. Years of ridicule from Mike Morgan and others that said, you got to step your game up. I used to buy two suits for $99. Until they said,
what year was that, sir?
It was just a couple years ago, man. I'm a frugal guy, you know that.
They're from Boston, baby. Boston.
So now I got my, as they say, you know, my tribute to my John Gotti suit.
I mean, your style, you have a distinctive style, though.
Yeah,
Ron.
I try to.
I mean, his is.
Yeah, I'm out there.
His is, look at me.
I'm more classy.
I'm trying to deflect from my face, Paul.
there's a brashness, but a subdued. I mean, I don't
it's
know.
It's a humble confidence.
If I'm brash and confident, I don't need the suit to be either. We kind of even each other out. But I will say, man, my people do a great job.
You got classic good looks.
Yeah.
You're like a young Denzel. You see what I'm saying? This guy right here.
And Ron, I got some advice.
Okay.
Hold on to that suit, because they could bury you in that suit.
Casket sword. Was that another one? I like that.
Hope you're not living that hard, man.
You always have a poor family, they lose somebody, and they have to buy them a suit.
Hey, Paul, we used to share suits when people died in my family. Okay, they used to just pass them down generation to generation. Be like, okay, everybody's gone. Pop the top. Let's grab that. Let's go. Bury him in his birthday suit.
Where in Boston were you from?
Everett, Massachusetts, Gateway City,
okay.
About a mile from Boston Garden.
Yeah. I visited there when he wasn't there, and he had the doors open for me.
That's right. They took care of him.
I told him I know Shooter.
If you walk down the street in Everett tonight, would anything be left?
Probably just my shoe. Actually, it didn't matter. They take your shoes even if they don't fit, Paul. They just stuff a little bit of that toilet paper in there.
Hey, you grew up here.
I grew up right here, Nashville, man. I call myself a Tennessee mutt. Born in West Tennessee, raised in East Tennessee, bred right here in Nashville, Tennessee. Lived on all sides, Paul.
Is it Chattanooga?
Yeah, Chattanooga when I was in East.
What's the name of your store again?
Street Tuxedo.
Okay. Do they make you bring the stuff back after you wear it?
I wish I would. You know the stains that's off in this thing. After a night of partying, you don't want to have the suit back.
It's got made for John Jones.
Hey, guess what?
Paul, I got some for you, Paul.
They come with headbands.
Paul, right there.
Ain't nobody getting a suit made with headbands in them.
You see that right there? You get a close-up of that right there?
Suit up.
Here you
go. Ooh, look at that. What? That boy ain't playing, man.
That's B.S. Skinner down there in Columbia.
I'm about to get Boom Boom Rooming, man. What I got in mind?
Don't put the coat on there. You find me and Paul hanging out.
I got used in my... Guys, we'll see you all night. Enjoy
Thanks.
It. This is all.
Always fun to be on with you, Paul.
Definitely, Paul. I told him he's the uncle that you never get to hang with, man. This is where we are. This is how you know
we're
too
made busy.
It. Made it.
Make plans with Boom Boom Room tomorrow night.
Lock the door.
Count me in.
Bourbon and cigars, baby. Let's do it.
Is my Uber here yet for the airport? Let's take a short break.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And welcome back as we start to get you ready for more basketball here following us here in just a few minutes. Tom is in New Jersey. Hey, Tom. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking the call. Calling
you
from
very much.
Big East Country.
Wonderful. Great to hear from you.
Spent the day over in the garden yesterday for the Big East. Ran into one of your fellow alumni from Tennessee. Alan Houston was there. For all the
oh my
activity.
Goodness! What a player!
What a player! What a guy! What a man! Tremendous
Absolutely.
Leadership all throughout, from college pros and now with his great work with his nonprofit. But listen, we enjoyed the great competition there at the Garden yesterday. Have always followed the Big East until my daughter went down to Auburn, Alabama, 4 years ago. And in fact, one of her visits was during the run to the Final Four, and that convinced
oh, wow.
her to go there when they rolled Toomer's Corner. And this team looks as strong as Pearl has had since then. I mean, how many other teams are throwing out 10, 11 guys? How he distributes the minutes is remarkable, and keeps the legs fresh. But I think as Broome goes, as Williams goes, as Baker Mazzara goes, and then the combo of Donaldson, Holloway, boy, have you seen this kid grow in his freshman year, huh? He's going to be something, but I think these guys could do some damage. I think this thing's up for grabs in the SEC Championship, and then who knows? I like what your previous guest just said. It could move them up to a third seed.
No, hey, thank you very, very much. Really great to have you on from New Jersey. Let's check in with I-Man up next. I-Man.
Well, we're a damn Eagle, Paul Feinbaum. Did you think that you was going to see Tennessee lose today? I found that to be shocking.
I was shocked by it.
I was. I mean, I figured, and I wasn't sure with Auburn and South Carolina. I didn't get to see the game. I was at work, but I was figuring it'd be Tennessee and Auburn, and that would be a tough road to hoe. And it sounds like Mississippi State may be a team director with. But and I know you don't want to talk about Auburn, so we'll just kind of flip the script and go straight to Alabama, Florida. I hope Florida beats the living hell out of Alabama. But enough of that. Paul, are you going to go on Saban's poor, pitiful me tour? Is he going to have Linda Ronstadt sing the poor, pitiful me?
I think he'll have to do that without me, I mean.
Oh, you through with the little fella. You're not going to take him on your ventriloquist tour?
I mean, I've heard all that before, and quite frankly, I appreciate him having a point of view, but
it's really too late, isn't it?
What
it's
did you
too
not
little,
like about
too
it?
Late. You know, Paul, I really appreciate you having all these up and coming, these heavyweight country stars. Although I never heard of any of them, I do appreciate.
Hey, I mean, the guy yesterday was a legitimately big star. I mean, he's not. I mean, the other guy. I mean, we had Mark on from Sawyer Brown. I mean, you remember
right,
that song,
right.
Don't you?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Did a job with them. But some of these other guys, listen, they ain't Hank Jr., they ain't Waylon, they ain't Willie. I mean, you know, they ain't.
Well, no,
they
I would
George.
I would agree with you. I would completely agree with you on that.
Yeah, I mean, they doing their thing, but it's not the country music. When you say country music,
it's I mean, the bro country leaves something to be desired.
Yeah, something with big bold letters, capital letters all the way across. Listen, Paul, you've done a great job this week. I know you're scrambling up there in Nashville. You're rubbing all the appropriate elbows, and you're being seen with all the appropriate people. And I appreciate you taking the calls from the little fellas like us.
Hi, man. It's always great when you can make time for us. Let's go to John next in St. Louis.
Hello, Paul.
Hey, John. Welcome to our little show here at SEC Tournament.
Well, Paul, that's the first thing I was going to ask you about. Is that a live setting or is that a stage setting?
No, we are live literally in the console right next to the concession stand.
Are there ways I can validate
this? This is not AI or AI oriented. This is the real deal.
Okay, well, Paul, real quick here, this is a positive comment tonight. I was just interested in how your show is able to segue from, I think you folks are out of the Charlotte, North Carolina, and do you guys get in a truck and drive over with a big rig to have your show over there? How does that all work?
No. The normal studio that you see us in is in North Carolina, but we get here in different ways. I happen to have flown over. You're familiar with that. Go through security, get on a plane, buckle your seatbelt, that type of plane. Not one that you fly with your own hands.
Do you bring the same folks, or the people that answer the phone then?
Everything about the show is, the folks back at with the phone are the same. Yeah, I mean, what we have here is a crew that we travel with during the fall, during the football season.
Okay, well, I was just curious, but, Paul, I'm going to be positive. I don't see how you folks do it. I think you do a super job. I've really been enjoying the show this afternoon with the people you've been having come on here, and I really don't have anything negative to say, Paul, except one thing. I want you to wake up and smell a coffee, and quite frankly, and over and out, Paul. Okay, sir?
John, that's really that was a poignant call. I thought. And when he said wake up and smell the coffee, it wasn't with his normal energy. But I he made a really good point, though, and we never really say it enough. But, I mean, the easiest job here is to do what I do. You just basically sit here. But the people that you don't see, and this is a complicated endeavor, really are incredibly professional.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.